Orale! Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP podcast. This is your host, Jorge Martin, Familia. Week 13. Important. Muy importante esta semana. Muy importante. Very important. You know what? Playoffs are coming up. We've got two more weeks there's some teams. I've got a couple teams that look like they're cruising into the playoffs. One especially that's in a very important league, my Familia league. Others where I'm like 7-5, 6-6, that kind of thing where I need to win out. So Familia, we are here to, you know, get you ready for that. Get you ready for that. You know, for the playoffs. Get you ready to get into the fantasy playoffs. So make sure you're giving us a like and subscribe first off on YouTube, por favor. I'm going to try and do my best to break down these shows a little bit and get them ready, you know, kind of break them up into little pieces so that you guys can enjoy them in bits and pieces. So maybe we get about, you know, 20 minutes, you know, maybe we get about 30 minutes, but make sure we're getting in plenty of content, plenty of information for you, get you ready to win your playoff matchups. I picked four games today. We're gonna get into them very much, but also want to make sure you're also going to the Injury Prone Podcast, Familia. Make sure you're going to the Injury Prone Podcast. So you know the Dr. Odin Portas and I do a weekly show, and he does a Tuesday show where he does a solo pod where he, it's the walk-in clinic. But the Friday show is also the show where, you know, he and I break down all of the injuries going into the weekend, get you ready for the weekend. So make sure you're checking out that one. So go to injuryprone podcast.com, you know, Injury Prone Podcast on YouTube. Also, you're going to Familia FFP on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you're subscribing. So you can find me at Jorge Martin 17 on Twitter. That's where we send everything out. So Familia, you know, there's definitely a little chisme to talk about. We got, we got some injuries that we're dealing with a little bit. Quentin Johnston back at practice. Noah Brown, who had a really big game a few weeks ago, limited at practice. Jerry Jeudy was absent from practice. So one of the things to keep an eye on. Will Levis, you know, he's limited. He got an ankle, but usually quarterbacks play through that kind of stuff. Keenan Allen missed practice today. I usually consider that kind of like a veteran's rest day, so we'll see about that. Keep an eye. We're going to talk about him in a little bit. Jaden Reed, keep an eye on his chest issue that he's got going on. Hopefully that doesn't limit him. And also keep an eye on the injury for Breece Hall. Okay, Familia, because hamstring injury going on there. But again, Friday afternoon, we're going to be looking at those. And again, if you got any questions, drop them in the chat. Any early start sick questions, anything like that, drop them in there. Give us a comment and give us a like, and, you know, give us a thumbs up, you know, if you like this episode. So I'm going to try and get some more guests in here. It's been a little hectic lately. I'm sorry I couldn't get a show out last week, but it was for good reasons, family time. So it was definitely a lot of fun stuff going on. So so we're going to get into the games, and we are, we're going to pick four games, and we're just going to kind of break them down a little bit more deeply. If you guys got any questions about specific games we're not talking about, anybody in the chat, just drop them in there. So so we're going to start Thursday night football. We got the Seahawks at the Cowboys. It's Thursday night. Dallas is 9-point favorites, 47.5 point over under. Familia, you know, this is going to be a rough one for the Seahawks. Okay. I don't know about covering, you know, that 9 points is always tough, but look at this. Let's look at last week. You know, playing at home, the Seahawks could not do a good job protecting Geno Smith. The Dallas pass rush is one of the best pass rushes in the NFL right now. So it's going to be, if he doesn't have time, all of a sudden it's going to be DK, Tyler Lock, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jackson Smith, and Jigma. They're going to be there. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough sledding for them. The Cowboys are number three against wide receivers. They're the third best defense against wide receivers. And a lot of it is because of that pass rush, but they've also got a great back end that's going to slow that's going to be able to slow down the receivers. So they really work well together. Dan Quinn has both those units going. And you know what? Playing at home in on the on that turf, it's just, I mean, they're just faster. So I'm really downgrading Geno Smith. If you've got somebody to start instead of him, I think you I think you definitely sit him. I think you're still starting DK. You're still starting Tyler Lockett. But you know what, Jackson Smith and Jigma, I think you slow him down. The only thing that's working in his favor, if you've got a league that's got, like, you know, multiple flexes, deep flex, you know, maybe two, three, four flexes. I've got some leagues like that where you've got to get kind of deep. Jackson Smith and Jigba might be a play because of the fact that he is kind of like their slot receiver. So if Geno Smith doesn't have a lot of time, he's going to throw short to him and maybe let him make some plays. So maybe that's a possibility. Also, you've got Zach Charbonnet. Kenneth Walker does not look like he's going to be playing in this game. He missed all his practices last week leading up, and then he's missed all the practices leading up to this game. So I think he's listed as doubtful. I expect him to be a complete sit this week. So Zach Charbonnet, he's going to have all the carries, but what's going to happen? I think the tough part is they're not going to have a lot. They're going to be playing catch up. So I don't know how much he's going to throw. Zach Charbonnet is a threat out of the passing game. So if you're going to play him, it's with the idea that maybe he scores out of the passing game. So look at that again. The Cowboys are number four against running backs. I mean, they're rough, and at home, I mean, that defense is just, I mean, they're just phenomenal. They are just absolutely phenomenal. So you definitely want to make sure he's you're tempering expectations. Hopefully you've got someone ahead of, you know, maybe he's just your RB2 and then you're loaded up on receivers. So I mean, look at that one. Over on the Dallas side, Familia, I think this game is set up for the Cowboys. You got Dak Prescott, who is red hot. Four out of his last five games, he's got at least 300 yards and three plus touchdowns. So the one game that he didn't was against Carolina, and he just lit Carolina up, and they did it with the running game as well. You know, he did throw two touchdowns in that one, but yeah, I mean, in his last five games, he's got 17 touchdowns in his last five games. So, I mean, he is just on fire, en fuego. And this is going to continue on this one. Seattle Seahawks are getting burnt. You know, early on they were pretty good against the run, and then that has just fallen apart. The rush, the defense against running backs, number 28. But they're number 19 against wide receivers. So not much better. I'm looking for a big game from CeeDee Lamb. So definitely looking for a big game from you know, you want to make sure that yeah, I mean, you're not thinking about it. You're set and forget it. Brandon Cooks is another possibility. He's been getting a little bit more targets of late. So last week he did score a touchdown. He got four, you know, 72 yards on four receptions, five targets. So you know, I don't know if I'd go too much further beyond him. The Jake Ferguson, you know, he only had three targets last week, but again, maybe that was partly because it was a blowout. But Ferguson, I think you still play him because this is going to be a game where the Cowboys are going to be throwing a lot. On Tony Pollard, is he going to keep rolling? I put him in my running back report as a guy that's going to keep going. You know what? I look at him in the last 2 weeks, you know, 2 weeks ago in week 11, he had 80 total yards and a touchdown. Last week, he had 103 total yards and a touchdown. He's getting the carries. He's got 12 plus carries in the last five games. So he's getting the opportunities. you know, and again, they're number 28 against running backs. Seahawks have just given up some big games of late to the running back position. So, yeah, Familia, you're starting Pollard with a lot of confidence, and he's got a pretty good schedule coming up after this. You know, I mean, it's going to be a tough one next week against Philadelphia, but then it's got Buffalo, Miami, Denver. I mean, Detroit, good against. Against the running back, but against the passing game, in any kind of passing game, if Pollard is getting used in the passing game in week 17, he's someone who could really come home for you. So, you're definitely starting him. So, at the 47.5 point over under, I think, you know, it's indoors. It's going to be on the fast track there. I think the Cowboys get push it over the 47.5 because I think the Seahawks are going to fight back a little bit. So I think this is going to be a game that's going to be kind of something like 35-21, something like that, where Seahawks get a little bit of get a little bit of run there at the end. So get a couple garbage time TDs. So let's see what happens there. So. Now we're looking at our, let's jump into our next game, Familia. Probably the game of the week. I'm not saying probably. Definitely the game of the week. After the Eagles played the game of the week last week against the Buffalo Bills, the 49ers versus Eagles, going to Philly. Somehow the 49ers are 3-point favorites. It's a 47.5 point over under. This game is outdoors in Philly, back east. Game time temperatures are expected. Now, this game is in the afternoon window, 4:25 window East Coast time. So it's going to be 53 degrees, chance of rain. So, but you know what? That didn't slow down Jalen Hurts last week. I mean, he was just an absolute, un monstruo, familia. He was an absolute monstruo. I mean, the QB2 on the week, he had, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns. 65 rushing yards, another 2 touchdowns, so 5 total touchdowns on the day. Just, got the walk off there at the end, even though he's been battling a knee injury. So, I mean, this guy, if you drafted him, if you followed my, my words of advice, getting an elite quarterback, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts have paid off for you. Patrick Mahomes hasn't yet, but you know what? He's got some games that he may have to win it for you in the fantasy playoffs. Though originally it looked like that game 17 against the Cincinnati Bengals was going to be a lot tougher game, but not going up against Jake Browning, but. Jalen Hurts, looking at him, I mean, he's just been he's been absolutely fantastic. The QB2 on the season, he had 34.5 points last week going up against the 49ers. Now, sneaky thing about the 49ers, if their pass rush doesn't get home, they are beatable. Okay, so they've been giving up some yardage to wide receivers of late. I'm looking at the game logs right now. So, looking at some of the recent games, Christian Kirk got 104 yards against them. Jamar Chase got 100 yards against them. Jordan Addison stuck them for 123 yards. Remember, that was on the Monday Night Football game. Amari Cooper, 108. So they've stiffened up a little bit the last couple weeks, but I think, part of it has been their pass rush has been getting home. But you know what? Against one of the best, if not the best offensive lines in the NFL, I think that's going to slow down the pass rush. I think it's going to give it's going to give Jalen Hurts some time to throw. I think they're going to actually end up looking to pass a little bit more than run. The 49ers, I'm looking at their defense right now. They're number one against, they are number one against quarterbacks, but you know what? Only number 23 against wide receivers. So a little bit of a dichotomy there. But they're number 5 against running backs. So they're going to get slowed down. The 49ers, I mean, what's made them number 1 against quarterbacks? And you know what? I mean, it's not like they've been facing Jalen Hurts. Joe Burrow got them for 283 yards and three touchdowns. Kirk Cousins on that Monday Night Football game, 378 and two touchdowns. I mean, some of the others, they did shut down Dak Prescott in San Francisco. Matthew Stafford got them for 307, but this game is in Philly. Now remember, Philadelphia, I know Brock Purdy got hurt in that game, but Philadelphia was going to roll them that game. There was no way that the Eagles were going to get slowed down. So I look at this game, I think Jalen Hurts has a big game. I think it's going to be a rough game for DeAndre Swift. And so it's going to be tough times for him. AJ Brown has been slow lately. You know, it's been tough. I know he's dealing with a little bit of an injury right now, but I think he's due. Familia, I think he's due. There was a throw last week that was one where he broke away and Jalen Hurts he didn't see it. He didn't see the throw. AJ Brown had his defender beat and he was just gone. It would have been like a 60-yard touchdown. So AJ Brown again against the San Francisco defense, if he's the big, like I said, the guys that we were just talking about, they have been able to get home against him. So I think it's going to be a good game for AJ Brown. Devontae Smith, I think he could get home, but I think this is going to be a little bit slower game for him. But I look at him. I think DeAndre Swift, it's going to be tough sledding for him. It's going to be a really rough game. Over on the 49ers side, Brock Purdy, this game's going to be a slugfest. Okay, familia, I look at this. I look at the 47.5 point over under. This game's going over. Okay, let's just book it right there. This game is going over. And I'm looking at Brock Purdy. It's going to have to be Brock Purdy throwing the ball, because Christian McCaffrey, best running back in the NFL right now, having a fantastic season, RB1 season with a bullet, fantastic year. Okay. But I think for him, he's going to have to get it done in the receiving game, because I don't think he's going to have a lot of room to run. These Eagles are good against running backs. They are the number one defense against running backs. It's a pass funnel defense. They're number 31 against quarterbacks, number 32 against wide receivers. So you know what? You're just going to have to throw against them. Brock Purdy is going to have to throw. So you're starting Brock Purdy. And you know what? Even though you don't know who exactly is going to go off, you're always starting Brandon Ayuk. You definitely start Debo Samuel and George Kittle. You know what? It was a slow week last week, but you know what? The previous 3 weeks were really good for him. So you know what? This could be a week for him where he gets deep. The Philadelphia Eagles are number 23 against tight ends. So they're not much better against the tight end than they are against the wide receivers. So you're starting all your guys. They're going to need to throw. And the great thing about Kittle's usage, he's been running almost as many routes as Ayuk, and more than Debo. So you look at that. They're not keeping him into pass block. They're using him to run block. That's great. But you know what? They're not keeping him in the pass block. So hey, you know what? You're starting him. You're starting him, and you're just hoping for that blow up week. San Francisco 3-point favorites? No, I don't think so. I think Philly covers this one. Home underdog, the 10 and 1 Philadelphia Eagles. You're keeping, keep them in there. So let's go. All right, familia. All right. Looking at our next game. Miami Dolphins 8-3 against the Washington Commanders 4-8. Miami's 9.5 point road favorites, 50 point over under. Now, familia, this one, number one. What's my rule? When a team is at least, when a home underdog has four or more victories fewer than the opponent. So right now they're locked in. It's four. So far, this scenario has come up three times this season, and it's 2-1. So I'm looking at this one. Bet the Commanders 9.5 because they're going to fight back. And maybe they you know, lose 35-28, but they are going to fight back. I'm looking at this game. This game's going to, it's another game where we got, it's on that Eastern Seaboard, a little bit further south from Philadelphia. It's going to be mid 50s with a chance of rain there too. So they're going to, Washington, they're going to be throwing early and often. You know, you've got Sam Howell, who's 26 pass attempts on the season. That's 53 more than Josh Allen at number two. You got McLaurin, you got Dotson. I know it's been kind of interesting with them. Not the greatest of times with them, but you know what? Those are the two top targets right now on this offense. So you're starting them with very much confidence. Also, Curtis Samuel's coming off a game where he had 9 catches for 100 yards. So he's another threat that's going to be able to get. It's tough. You don't always expect these guys to come through for you, but La Dama, Dame Overboard. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? Thank you for joining us. I haven't checked. Did you make the Scott Fishbowl playoffs? I know Hubby got knocked out last week. So are you in? Are you in? I know In and Out Division was a crucible. So I hope you got through. So let me know how you did. Talking about Dolphins at Commanders. So the Commanders. One of my most important leagues, I had to sit down Lamar Jackson, but thankfully I have Sam Howell and I have Jahan Dotson. I'm starting both of them. Okay. It's a little bit maddening because the targets aren't always concentrated on the best players on this offense, but you know what? You just start them because they're talented receivers and you know the fact that the Commanders are going to have to throw some more. It's just they're going to have to. The tough part is going to be the Miami defense is good against the run. So Brian Robinson, who is still one of the who's having a fantastic season, familia, you know, on the season, half PPR scoring. He's the number 5 running back on the season, just ahead of his unrelated compadre Bijan Robinson. So, Brian Robinson, you're starting him, but you're tempering your expectations for him. So, you get in there. Oh, let's say another quick hello. Hello, Mr. Scampers and Senor Scampers. Mi amigo, we need to share a beer because, I need to toast to you. I need to toast to you that you made us all raise our game in Scott Fishbowl. And unfortunately, I know, things didn't break right in the first round of the playoffs. We're going to keep the torch rolling for you, but, and Dame still alive. But yeah, survived this week with Geno Lockett and Sharby. Ooh, yes, I was just talking about the three of them. It's gonna be a rough one tomorrow. And hey, I'm with you. I have Jonathan Taylor that I have to sit, and I'm replacing him. Who am I replacing him? Oh, I'm replacing him with I think it's Jerick McKinnon on the week. So it's not gonna be pretty. It's not gonna be. I've got to hope that Jerick McKinnon is healthy. So hey, you know what? The thing about Geno and Lockett. Got to hope that they're throwing to keep up because they're not going to be able to stop the Cowboys tomorrow. They're just not going to be able to start the Cowboys. And Charbonnet, because he's a threat in the passing game, it's gonna work. I gotta hope that Patrick Mahomes has one of his electric games, and I gotta hope that Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown just have one of their absolutely en fuego games with Keenan Allen also blowing up. So I'm so ahead. Hope we're gonna light a veladora for our teams just to keep going because we need blow up weeks. I think I'm like 6 points again above the cut line, so it's not looking good. I think it's 12:50 made it through, and I'm at 11:47. So and I tell you, I sat Pat Freiermuth last week and his 42 points. So, ooh, eso duele. So, buena suerte, Dame. Buena suerte. Oh, my goodness. Amiga and amigo. Keep the questions. You got any questions, anything, just throw them in there. You know, I got mad love for both of you, and I'll be able to hopefully help you out. So getting back to the running game for the Commanders. The Commanders, Brian Robinson, I mean, like I said, he's gonna have a tough time running. Antonio Gibson might be more of a threat because he's been catching. I mean, I know Robinson has been getting a lot of balls on in the passing game, but Antonio Gibson is more of that threat coming out. And the Miami pass rush has been good. They lost Jalen Phillips, which is really, really heartbreaking. UCLA guy, those Achilles tears have just been so painful this year. So, you know, back to them, it could be rough, but I think this could be a week where if you need him in an emergency, Antonio Gibson, in a week where there are six byes, he could get home for you. Over on the Miami side, hey, familia, it's Tua. Tua's going to have a big game. I think he's going to be one of my top quarterback plays on the week. Again, the Washington Commanders, number 32 against quarterbacks, number 31 against wide receivers. They have been absolutely, I mean, it's been a blowtorch against them, you know, of late. Oh my goodness. I mean, you know, last week, Dak Prescott stuck him for 334 and four touchdowns. The week before, Tommy DeVito, 246 and three. Tommy DeVito, ay Dios mío, you know, Marona mia. Before that, Geno Smith, he was my convictions pick on the week at Yahoo, 369 and two. The back end is just falling apart because they lost their pass rush. I mean, they lost Chase Young. They lost Montez Sweat, who have both been playing very well on their new teams. And so they don't have a pass rush. Their back end has been overly aggressive. It cost Jack Del Rio his job. So I don't think it's going to get much better. I think Tua is just going to have a field day. Tyreek Hill, I think it could be an explosive game. And Jalen Waddle, I mean, both of them took the Jets for over 100 yards each. I think that we're going to see the same thing happening in this one. They're blowing past them. The one guy, the wild card for this week, Devon Achane, as Edwin Porras and I love to call him. Edwin is optimistic that he just needed that week because it was the shorter turnaround, four days off instead of the usual six. He's optimistic. I was listening. Stefania Bell is also optimistic that he's going to be back. Maybe they kind of baby him a little bit, but you know what? If they don't touch him, I mean, hey, you know what? Get him in that lineup. You're also starting Mostert in this one. I mean, he got 94 yards and two touchdowns last week, flying solo. But you know what? This is a game where Miami could get up early and run away and hide. No, I still think they're gonna cover. I think this is it's gonna be a big cover. It could be like, you know, 38 to 31, 30, you know, 31 to 24 kind of thing. Because Washington is gonna punch back on this one. So. So we're gonna finish off. Let's look at this. Question on this one: Curtis Samuel in this matchup, or Rashee Rice at Lambeau half PPR? You know what? It doesn't look good that Jair Alexander is gonna be playing. I'm gonna take Rice. I think he's gonna get. I think he's more of a more. I mean it. He got 10 targets last week. He's really good. I'm going to talk about this game in a second. Running as many routes. I like Rice barely over Samuel. Cause Samuel, you know, he had the 9 and 100 last week, but hey, it could be just, it could be the same thing where he just sits, you know, where he ends up going back and gets like three targets because they shift everything to Jahan Dotson and our otro amigo, Terry McLaurin. So scary Terry. So yeah, I think I'd go Rashee Rice on this one. I think he's going to be, Lambeau Field. It's gonna be nice weather. Let's jump into that game a little bit right now. Okay, so let me get into that one. Oh wait a second. Yeah, we're gonna talk about the Sunday night football game. Yeah, we got Kansas City Chiefs at the Packers. Sunday night football, familia. Sunday night football. The Kansas City Chiefs are 6-point favorites. It's a 42.5 point over under. So we're looking at the weather for that game. It doesn't look like weather is going to be much of an issue in this one. So let me get that one going on. Slight chance of rain. It's going to be in the 30s, but you know, we know that doesn't stop Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has done damage in a lot worse weather. So you keep an eye on that. The rain could turn into snow, but we've seen Patrick Mahomes just blow up no matter what the weather is. The one thing about it is their defense has been so good. Number 9 against quarterbacks, number 13 against running backs. They're one of the top defenses in the year. So Patrick Mahomes hasn't had to do much, but you know what? That's where it's tough. But you know what? Last week against the Las Vegas Raiders, a surprisingly good defense. They've really been D'ing up. He went for 289 and 2 on that one. And talking about Rashee Rice, 10 targets in that game. He led the team in targets, ran just about the same number of routes as Travis Kelce. I think the two of them are going to be working off each other in this one. I think it's going to be clearly the top. They're going to be the top two targets on this one. Don't make the mistake that I made 2 weeks ago starting Sky Moore. Sky Moore, his routes run have gone down. MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, everything has gone down. Justin Watson has been pretty good, but you know what? He's a hit and miss. Just a flex play, deep play. Now, the guy I'm really looking at having a big game on this one. I do want Mahomes, Rice, and Kelce to connect plenty of times. But you know what? Isaiah Pacheco, big game is coming. Okay, this is a guy who's got 865 total yards, 6 touchdowns on the season. You know what? The Green Bay Packers, they just, it's funny. I'm reminded of a moment during the preseason when I did my interview with Dusty Evely of Cheesehead TV and Pack a Day podcast. I mean, one of my favorite people, one of my absolute compadres. And he just said, the Packers just never emphasize rushing defense. Last week, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery combined for 125 rushing yards alone. Okay. 2 weeks before, Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris, 193 yards. The two of them are just, you know what, that Packer defense is going to give up the run. And you know, and because of that good defense, I think that this is going to be a big game coming from Pacheco. I think we're talking he's going to be at or close to 100 yards and a touchdown, and that's just going to be a big game coming. Over on the Green Bay side, Jordan Love, 3 straight games where he's got at least 268 yards and 2+ touchdowns in every game, but those were all against subpar defenses. This is, we're talking Trent McDuffie on the other side. There's some ballers on the Kansas City back end. You got Chris Jones on the front end. I know that the Packers were able to do it last week against Aiden Hutchinson, but you know what? Chris Jones is another man, is another animal. So I think he's not going to have as much time to throw as he did before. It's going to be a tough time. He's going to have to use his mobility. Maybe he gets outside and runs a little bit. So I think it's going to be a tougher game for him. So let's see. Wait a second. Football guys. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Hola amigo. ¿Cómo estamos? ¿Cómo estamos? Gracias. Gracias for joining. Gracias for joining. Oh my goodness. I'm so honored. So honored. Oh, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás, papi? You good? You good? I hope all is well. I hope all is well. We doing this, baby. We doing this. I'm looking at Jordan Love right now. It's not going to be an easy game for him. I know it's going to be a home game. He plays well there. He's got Jaden Reed, who's becoming his new number one target. Christian Watson got home last week. I'm not expecting the same thing this week. I think he's going to be getting tougher coverage this week than he got last week. The Detroit Lions, familia, they're struggling on the back end right now. There, if you've got wide receivers going up against them, you're going A.T. Perry, you know, with so many guys hurt or in the concussion protocol with the Saints, A.T. Perry could be a sneaky play this week. Get him in there. If he's not already on your team, you could get him into a DFS lineup. So I'm downgrading Christian Watson this week. Jaden Reed, because of the rushing ability, I still have him in there. Romeo Doubs got 4 targets last week. Again, the thing is the Packers are not a heavy volume team. They've been able to get by on efficiency because they have been going up against some bad defenses of late. But, you know, this is not going to be the case this week. On the running back side, Aaron Jones was a DMP already today. So, and that was what he was out last week, missed all practices. AJ Dillon dealing with a little bit of injury himself. So something to monitor going into that one. You know what? I think this one's going to, this one, it could be a rough game for Jordan Love because I think they're going to force him to throw and try and make him beat him. And I think there could be some interceptions coming for him and maybe some hits on from the defensive line. It's going to, I mean, yeah, that offensive line has played well of late, but you know what, with David Bakhtiari out and others, it's not as solid as it has been. So I'm looking at this one. I think this game goes under because I don't know how many points the Packers are going to be able to score in this one. The Kansas City Chiefs, I always hate to pick road underdogs. I think the Packers cover because the Chiefs have not been high scoring teams of late. But yeah, and I think this one's going to go to the under. It's going to be a great rematch of Super Bowl I. So, and if anybody, I'm going to put I've got a tweet coming out in our rookie report on this game. And who knows, maybe is Jaden Reed going to be like Max McGee in Super Bowl I? I hope he doesn't stay out all night like Max McGee did. So we'll see there. I agree that the Lions are going to bounce back right now. It's another game indoors. They're a good team that seems to respond. They responded when they had that tough loss against Seattle earlier this season. So I think it's going to be, I think you're right. I think they bounce back, the Saints are so banged up right now. They're so banged up right now. So I don't expect them to, I don't expect them to do much against Detroit. I just don't think that Derek Carr has been playing particularly well of late, and they're going to need to beat them via the air because maybe they throw some to Alvin Kamara here and there. So, familia. So, thank you. Thank you for joining along. Trying to think. Let's go in and close up shop a little bit. Wait a second. Let me close up this comment real quick. I just want to make sure. You know what. Let's kind of close it up. You know what? You know where to find me at Jorge Martin 17. I got a couple more articles coming out on Yahoo Fantasy this week. I got my rookie report coming out. Just had the running back report come out where I broke down five running backs who are coming up who we've kind of like pushed off to the side, who maybe disappointed a little bit, and now all of a sudden they've kind of resurfaced. And Do we consider them with the playoffs on the line? I think in certain circumstances you do want to consider them. But I also got the rookie report. Gonna have my convictions pick. Just see who I've got in there, and also my debate with our weekly debate with Scott Pianowski, the great one himself, the Hall of Famer. So muchas gracias for joining. Muchas gracias for joining. Also, so make sure, familia FFB, hit that like, hit the subscribe. Crazy as it sounds, I'm looking at the number right now. This is episode number 399. It's crazy to think. I know next week will be a different episode. Hopefully I'm able to get a guest on, but for the big 400. But yeah, it's to think that Cinco de Mayo 2020 has turned into almost 400 episodes. It's amazing. It's amazing. Also want to give a shout out to all the men out there. It's the end of November right now. I've grown a beard for our amigos. Instead of Movember, I went November beard. You don't want to see me in a mustache. You don't want to see me in a mustache. So, but hey, you know what? Remember, mis amigos, men. Take care of your mental health. Take care of your take care of your physical health. That's one of the things that my father told me 7 years ago before he passed away, that take care of yourself. He said, get your checkups, get everything, get, do not pass that up. Do not make things more important than that. So familia, always remember that. Always remember that. So I'm going to say a couple quick goodbyes. Dame, muchas gracias. We need to grab some cerveza soon. Yes, we need to grab some cerveza soon. And yes, Mr. Scampers, thank you. Muchas gracias for the buena suerte. I'm going to need it. I'm going to need it. We got six teams left on the Pinks division. So the Pinks Familia, hashtag Pinks Familia. Let's do this. Let's do this. So I was looking at some of the pictures earlier today. Just absolutely fantastic. So Familia, you can find me at Jorge Martin 17. Again, like and subscribe, Familia FFB. Like and subscribe, the Injury Prone Podcast. Keep an eye on my Yahoo Fantasy page. Buena suerte en todos sus juegos this weekend. All your week 13 games. And remember, have a wonderful night to you too, Papi. Remember, todos somos familia. Salud.